Welcome back, Welfare Daily listeners. I'm Amy Lane, and today's clip is Anita Bean sharing her number one food tip for runners. Anita is a UK nutrition expert and author, so stop what you're doing. This advice is worth standing still for.
Because you just mentioned that about 25 grams of protein per meal is a good guideline for most people. I once heard that if you ate over 30 grams of protein in a meal, that your body can't really process it and actually you just end up storing it anyway.
That's a really common myth, actually.
Is it?
Yes. So the truth is that your body will absorb all the protein that you consume. So even if you consumed 50 or 100 grams of protein, you'll still absorb it. It's just that to get maximal muscle building, around about 20, 25 grams, and if you can work out on a per kilogram basis, it's around about 0.25 grams per kilogram of your body weight. So The heavier you are, the more protein. But once you go above that, you can't keep on building muscle. So you won't use that protein for muscle synthesis. It will then be converted into other compounds and used ultimately as an energy source in the way that you'd use carbs, for example. So you can consume that protein. It's just that it's not going to go into your muscles. Okay. It won't make you stronger. It won't make you have bigger muscles, and it won't make you run faster either.
God, that is so helpful, because there is so many products out there at the moment which are all labelled high protein and have something like 70 grams of protein upwards.
Absolutely.
And so you think as a consumer, you're doing the best possible thing by taking on the most protein as possible in one sitting.
I mean, protein really has got this massive health halo. I think it's almost like a backlash from the fat and from the sugar. They've all been dismissed and demonised. Yeah. And now, of course, we need protein. It's an essential nutrient. Yeah. It has many, many beneficial effects on the body, but it's not a case of the more the better. It has literally become marketing hype. So whilst you need a certain amount, you don't need to overconsume protein. And then the final thing that I will say about that is that you can get all your protein from food.
Yeah.
You don't need to have protein from a supplement, certainly not as a runner. You shouldn't be having a restrictive diet anyway. And you can still, even if you're a vegan, you can still get all the protein that you need from a well-balanced, a planned diet.
Yeah, so if you're not having a protein shake, it's not the end of the world, because you can just be eating it all.
No, absolutely.
I think obviously there has been this trend for eating high protein, but there really is only so much food you consume in a day. So if you're overeating on one food group, the chances are you're undereating on another. And I know in the past that perhaps I've maybe done that, and I've overeaten on protein and fats and undereaten on carbs. But when it came to my marathon training last year, I realised how important carbs are for running.
Yes, I mean, I've already alluded to the fact that carbs are a really important fuel for your muscles, but it's important obviously to get the amount right and to get the timing right. In terms of the amount, the more active you are, and certainly the more high intensity running you're doing, the more fast running you're doing. So for those fast bursts, you do need carbs, because if you have got low carbohydrate stores in your body or low blood sugar levels, then you are literally knocking out your top gear. It really does impede or impair your ability to break down carbohydrates and to produce energy fast enough for your needs. And the result is that you will be a slower runner. You'll find it difficult to accelerate, difficult to run up hills and so on. So it's really important that you don't restrict your carbs, particularly not before those types of sessions.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Welfare Daily. Remember, if you like the show, then you can listen to the full episodes here on Spotify. And please don't forget to rate and review so other runners can find us too.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.